This Sunday's broadcast of the Philadelphia Orchestra features a celebrated oboe concerto by Richard Strauss. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, the 1945 work has a Philadelphia connection.
Richard Strauss wrote his first and only oboe concerto in 1945. According to his notes, the idea was suggested to him by an American soldier who played the oboe.
That would be Mr. DeLancey.
Philadelphia Orchestra principal oboe, Richard Woodhams, studied at Curtis with John DeLancey, who joined the orchestra when he returned from the war and became principal oboe in 1954. The concerto was written and premiered in Switzerland in 1946, but it was not played widely at the start, says Woodhams.
It's very taxing to play. It has very, very, very long lines. And so people had some trepidation about performing it for a number of years. And it's a sort of an idealized that you never have to breathe. And it's beautiful, so we find a way to do it to make it sound seamless.
The work, says Woodhams, has a certain clarity.
It's also concise, and at the same time it has the very, very rich, lush harmonies of Rosenkavalier. Now it's come to be, I think, regarded as perhaps the greatest concerto ever written for the oboe, and it's played quite widely now.
This Sunday afternoon, WRTI will broadcast a concert featuring Richard Woodhams and the Philadelphia Orchestra playing Strauss's Oboe Concerto. Also on the program is music by Mahler and Britten.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.